Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Matthew 21, 22, the AMPC version. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Today, I want to talk about heaven's currency. In the natural realm, we exchange money for the things we want and need. But in the spiritual realm, faith is what we exchange. The Bible tells us that when you pray with faith, you will receive it. Faith moves mountains. Faith pleases God. Faith is what opens spiritual doors. But what is faith? It's believing in God and His goodness. It's knowing that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith is believing that the promises of God are true. It's obeying His word. Faith causes you to act. But where does faith come from? It's a gift from God. Everyone is given a measure of faith, but we have to be good stewards to be able to help it grow. Romans tells us that faith grows by hearing the word of God. The more you hear the word of God, the more your faith grows. Let me say that again. The more you hear the word of God, the more your faith will grow. The more your faith grows, the more you will see the promises of God come to pass in every area of your life. Remember, faith is heaven's currency. So invest your faith by investing time in His word. Think about this. In life, there are always two voices competing for your attention, the voice of faith and the voice of defeat. You'll hear a voice piping in, the problem is insurmountable. It's not going to work out. But if you listen carefully, the voice of faith is saying, God has a way. Breakthroughs are coming. The other voice may seem louder, but you can override it. You can take away all of its power just by choosing the voice of faith. Father in heaven, thank you for your loving, kind, tenderness, mercies. Thank you for giving me a measure of faith and the gift of your word that is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. Help me grow in the knowledge of you and of your word. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I declare I'm getting stronger spiritually and in every area. I choose to set my heart and my mind upon your word, and I choose to listen as you speak your truth to my heart. Today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.